It is Monday afternoon. Hopefully everyone had a great weekend. It's Monday, and of course that means it's time to get your lean on with Coach Tony. Hello, Coach Tony.
Hi.
How you doing?
Excellent. Did you have a good fourth?
I did.
Oh, the weather was just unbelievably outstanding.
It was, and it was even better for me because I actually went to the lakeshore. I went to Algoma for the day, and it was about 15 to 20 degrees cooler.
Yep.
Over there. So it was just great.
Yeah. So this whole last week was my week off for my programs, and I took the week off. Actually, I should say I went in for one day.
One day.
I spent the whole week on the deck, my wife and I relaxing. The kids were off doing their thing, and you know, I'm a pretty big geek, so I sat on the deck and I read a lot of books, and it was phenomenal.
There's nothing wrong with that.
Well, you know, to some that might be boring, but to me, it's my pastime.
I like listening to books on tape.
Do you?
Yeah.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. You know, I should get my books put into a audio version, and I think my first book may be in an audio version, but my second book should be. I think people would really enjoy that. I know some of the teachings that I do, especially my virtual nutrition program, I am actually going to do in podcast format as well. So they can have their choice whether they want to read over the information and follow the protocol or actually listen to me.
There you go. Well, they're listening right now, so
right?
They might like you right now.
Well, I hope so. What we're going to talk about today is going to be very, very informative for the listeners. I think it's going to be quite eye-opening for a lot of listeners. Some might shake their head, but the reality is if you look around at what's happening, it's the truth.
And I like this topic, Tony, today, especially after a big holiday weekend where mm-hmm. there's been a lot of indulging, a lot of food that's been eaten, and obviously in a lot of cases is not the most healthy or best foods for you.
Yeah, absolutely. You know, when you get around the holidays, I think it's free for all for most people.
A little bit.
And
couple
you
s'mores.
Know, I really don't think there's anything wrong with that. I mean, that's what holidays are about, getting together with family, enjoying some good food, indulging a little bit. But for the big scheme, you know, for the most part, mm-hmm. I think we need to really, really identify with what we're putting into our bodies and understand that it's going to be a huge outcome of our weight and our health. You know, Hallie, one of the things I know for sure is that we don't have a lot of power over a lot of things in life. That's absolutely certain. But one thing is absolutely certain is that we do have the power over, and that's the power of choice. We definitely have the power of choice. And within that power that we have will definitely dictate the outcome of our life, but even more importantly, the outcome of our health. Now, I know some of the listeners out there might, you know, go, yeah, okay, for some people that may be true, but, you know, what about hereditary or genetic predispositions? Where does that play into it? And the really, really cool thing is, and some people may go, you know, in Kathy's family, you know, all the girls, once they hit 35, 40 years old, they gain weight around their hips. It's just in their genes, you know, or Doug's family, all the guys, once they hit their mid-40s and early 50s, they're all on blood pressure and cholesterol medications, where they have those predispositions. And there's no denying the fact that we all have different genetic predispositions. But here's the fact. The fact is that we can break that cycle and control the switch. And we can control that switch by our dietary choices. It's going to have a huge effect on what chronic illnesses you end up with or not having and how much weight you end up gaining or not gaining.
That's very encouraging.
It absolutely is. And this is scientifically proven. So if we know that we have control, then if we make wiser choices, which we have control over, we can live a really nice, long, healthy life at our own perfect body weight with not a lot of effort. So yeah, it should be encouraging for folks.
I really do like that message, because we ultimately are the ones who are deciding what goes into our bodies.
Absolutely. And then ultimately we're deciding what's going to happen. It's just like putting diesel fuel in a regular engine. You can do it. It might run for a little while, but you're going to have a breakdown. Same thing with your body. You might get away with it for a while, some longer than others, depending on their predisposition. But eventually, you're going to, if you continue to do what we do in the Western culture, you're going to have a breakdown. You're either going to end up well overweight, or you're going to end up with some metabolic or chronic issue that you, and you're going to itch your head going, well, how did I end up here? So we have those choices. All right, that's what makes me excited.
And we're excited about this topic today, I can tell.
I really am, because, you know, I'm, you know, just like a doctor or surgeon, I'm not an expert in every field. You know, I study just like every other professional. Like, when it comes to gut health, I get it. I understand it. I'm not an expert. But when it comes to metabolic issues, or when it comes to diets and weight loss, and when it comes to body composition change, that's my wheelhouse. I am definitely an expert in those areas, and I can definitely help people change that world.
So let's dive into our message for today,
okay,
which is about dieting, right?
Yes, absolutely. So one of the things I like to ask people is diets. When they hear that word diet, what's the first thing that pops in your mind? And I'll ask you that, Haley. When you think of diet, what's the first thing that pops into your mind?
Limiting the good stuff.
Limiting the good stuff.
Cutting out the junky food, cutting out the bad stuff.
Yep. You know, when I do speaking engagements, I ask this question a lot, and I get an array of answers that all circle around the same thing. And it's kind of divided. For the newbies, a lot of them that never have tried a diet, they might say something like hope or desire, or it's a solution. But then I hit the other spectrum of people that have probably tried one or two or maybe 10 diets, and that whole thing flips from a solution or perhaps hope to something like starvation, sacrifice, deprivation, or just another thing slapped on our already overtaxed to-do list. So that whole spectrum changes depending on where you are and how many things that you've done, how many diets you've tried. Makes sense?
Does make sense.
So go ahead.
I think we'll give our listeners at home a chance to ponder that question you just asked me,
okay,
what they think a diet is. Because we're going to take a quick break.
Yes.
And we're going to come back and we're going to talk about this so-called solution. But
sure,
you're going to have some words of advice for us coming up after the break. We're listening to Get Your Lean On with Coach Tony right here on WHBY. Back now, 4:20 on your Monday afternoon. You're listening to Focus Fox Valley. Here with Coach Tony, it's Get Your Lean On Monday.
I love Get Your Lean On Monday.
Me too.
It's educational day.
It's a good reminder after a weekend where you might have indulged a little
bit. Right, a little bit, yep. And you know what? We can all fall prey to that. Even Coach Tony.
Even Coach Tony. We were on vacation last week.
Absolutely. No, and it was gorgeous. It was great.
Perfect.
So getting back to what we were talking about, you know, the burden slapped on us about diets and that whole word diet and how it's convoluted into many different things. I know for a fact, millions of people start diets. As a matter of fact, last number was 186 million people in the United States start a diet every single year. So that's almost half of our entire population, believe it or not. And a vast majority have mediocre results. In fact, statistics are clear to point out that you have a better chance. Now, this is so important, and it's probably going to shock a lot of people. You have a better chance of quitting tobacco, alcohol, and drugs cold turkey with no intervention than you do winning the war on weight loss long-term by using the traditional commercial diet plan.
Wow.
So that's how the success rate is actually 4.6%. And then 75% of those 4.6% gain all their weight back in the first year, if you want to get really into the stats. That means that only 1.1 people out of 100 find some relief in diet a little longer than a year.
Wow.
That's...
And they kind of call that yo-yo, right? Yo-yo dieting a little bit.
We'll get to that. Okay. Some are yo-yo dieters. Some just... I mean, the failure rate is just horrendous.
Sure.
So, you know, I'm a big... I just talked about reading books.
Yes.
I love to read books, and I love to read books in my genre and outside of my genre, whether it's about marketing or whether it's about nutrition, fitness. So I recently read a book by Rob Wolf called Wired to Eat. Fantastic book because he has kind of the same nutritional philosophies as me. He's more Paleolithic, which I like don't like to label eating stuff, but he summed up diets in his book so good that I had to bring it here. And he says, the only process that fails folks more often than diets is trying to start a campfire by vigorously rubbing snow cones against wet paper towel.
That's a quote.
It absolutely is, but it's so close to the truth that you can't deny that. What most people don't realize, and again, statistics are really pretty clear on this, that for every diet a person tries, in almost every instance, they'll net 11 pounds once they stop the diet.
Wow, 11?
11 pounds for every diet they try. So they wonder at the end of the year if they try 4 diets why they're 30 or 40 pounds heavier. And there's a reason that the additional weight comes on. And there's a fairly simple theoretical reason, actually. You see, when you diet to lose weight, you lose muscle and fat. But here's the kicker. When you regain weight, especially for those who aren't doing any exercise at all, you gain back all fat. Now, why is this important? Because muscle is not only the physical location where calories are burned for energy, but it's also nearly 7 times more metabolically stimulating than fat. So basically, you're crippling your body's ability to lose weight by inadvertently slowing down your own metabolism. And the cruel fact is that once you do that, you'll have to eat even less calories to remain your existing weight, or you're going to gain weight. It's called set point. So you drop your set point by 300 calories every 10 to 15 days you try a new diet. So say you're maintaining your weight at 1,500, you try and restrict your calories below metabolic stimulation. What happens 10 days later? Your set point drops 300. Now when you go back to eating the 1,500, you're going to gain weight because your new set point's now 1,200. And that happens, and that's what happens time and time again to people. So when you go on these diets, and what I mean by diet is the popular approach, meaning eat less or cut your calories, the end result is your metabolism slows, your body hoards its own body fat because that's the fuel it needs, and it's afraid that you're going to starve it to death, and you'll gain even more fat back. Pretty astounding, huh?
I would have to agree with that. Those numbers can't lie.
No, they don't lie. And it's all over scientific literature that this is the way the human body works. Now, this is the funny thing. I'm sure that everybody listening to this show right now knows somebody who's very overweight. We all know somebody who's either overweight or extremely overweight. And I'm sure that we've all heard them say, because I've heard this many a times myself, hey, you know what? I can't lose weight and I seem to be gaining weight, but I really don't eat that much. And to some of us listening right now, maybe you even, Haley, you think that kind of sounds like BS because, I mean, obviously they're overweight for a reason, right? But in most instances, they're actually telling the truth. You see, through the yo-yo dieting, which you talked about a little while ago, mm-hmm. that process, their body has made a major metabolic shift. Now, this shift is an automatic protective mechanism built into our DNA that helps us conserve energy in times of famine. So basically what this means is we're hardwired through evolution to slow our metabolism automatically in times when food becomes scarce so we don't starve to death. And every time you do these repeated bouts, you're crippling your metabolism more and more and more. And you go back to normal eating and you go, geez, why do I keep gaining weight? I'm not even eating that much anymore. Well, you've broken your metabolism.
Bodies are probably so confused.
Yeah, absolutely. So just like a healthy body, and this is so important, regulates your blood pressure, your heartbeat, your blood sugars, and your body temperature through normal ranges, a healthy body automatically balances its intake and expenditure of calories within normal ranges too. The body's wired to do this automatically already. However, and I love that because there's always a but in everything, right?
Yes.
When your body's healthy balance mechanisms become damaged from low-quality food and or, which is usually both, low calories, these otherwise conscious, I call them conscious because they're automatic processes or functions that our body performs, become broken. You're breaking the biology. And this is when most people go extremely over the edge because they think, oh, I'm going to fix this problem. And they try to start managing their otherwise automatic processes, like their body weight or their blood pressure or their blood sugars, manually by either restricting their food intake or by the use of medication. So they're going to try to manipulate their automatic bodily processes manually through either medications or trying to restrict their calories again, and it's pushing them in the opposite direction they want to go. Now, while society desperately tries to become lean and healthy once again, we're actually doing quite the opposite by using all this. And I talked about this on a couple shows ago. More people diet and exercise today than at any other time in history. Yet we continue to get heavier and sicker in the process, not leaner and healthier. And it all boils down to one simple explanation. The weight loss prescriptions that we've been written are monumental failures. They haven't worked for the last 50 years we've been trying. They haven't worked. They've never worked, and in fact, they're pushing us in the exact opposite direction of what they promise us. There's no disputing that. Nearly every diet plan out there being handed to us, no matter what the name or the twist is, and we won't bring up any commercial diet plans, is all built around the same premise, Allie. Every single one of them. Count your points, control your calories, watch your portions, just eat less. That's what we're being told. It doesn't matter what you eat, just how much you eat. Moderation's key. And like I said earlier, you know what? You can have a 300-calorie donut and a 300-calorie piece of chicken. They're not going to do the same thing to your body. The 300-calorie piece of chicken is going to give you the amino acids you need to rebuild and regenerate your body and satiate you and make you push you in the direction of better health. And the donut's going to speak to your fat cells. It's going to spike your blood sugar levels, it's going to break your metabolism, and it's going to make you crave to eat bad food. Same 300 calories, different things to the body. So we have to stop looking at those calories in the diet. We have to start dissecting what we're putting into our body. Now, although the number of calories might matter to a small degree, and what I mean by that is if you're an average person and you're eating 6,000-7,000 calories a day, even if you're eating good calories, obviously you're overgorging yourself and your body can't possibly process all that. However, the oversimplistic view of basing your weight loss efforts on a pretentious calorie model or a simple mathematical equation completely override the fact that your bodies are governed under the law of math and not biology. Therefore, the types of calories, and I continually repeat this, and I'm going to push this at people until they get it, the types of calories, not the amount of calories, is going to be the determining factor of your weight and your health. It's as simple as that. I can't make it any more simple than that.
It's some pretty simple stuff.
Absolutely.
So we're going to maybe dive into what those correct calories are to be choosing. We're going to take a quick break. Local news coming up here on WHBY. And we will be back with more of Coach Tony and Get Your Lean On right here on Focus Fox Valley in just a few minutes. 4:36 on WHBY. You're listening to Focus Fox Valley with Haley Ten Pass. Hope you're having a great Monday. We're here with Coach Tony.
I'm here.
Hey, Tony.
Can you tell I'm a little fired up on this subject?
It's
such my sweet spot,
yeah.
You know, because it's what I teach in my own personal practice all the time. Again, you can't be an expert at everything, but there you can be an expert at a few things, and this is definitely in my wheelhouse right here. So
you can tell you're passionate about it.
Yeah, absolutely, because it's the truth. You know, I love the truth, and I love to speak truth, and I only write truth that's based on science. I only write books that are based on science, but it's the truth, and it's what I totally believe in. And not only because of the things that I write or study, by my own personal practice and watching change people and how they feel and how they look and their health and their weight and having all those dynamic changes, it just gets me so fired up about, you know what? Everybody needs to have this.
Yeah.
So, you know, here's the thing. What we were talking about before, the problem isn't the lack of commercial diet plans or gizmos to measure our steps that we take in our prescriptions. I'll tell you why. Because we were a lot slimmer and healthier before any of us heard of any of these things. We literally were. If you go back in time, the simple but undisputable truth is that the things that we continue to put into our body have broken our biology, and now we're trying to fix it by starving ourselves or exercising or medicating ourselves to address the consequences rather than fixing the biological breakdown itself. We're trying to scathe around the actual breakdown by Band-Aid, you know, putting Band-Aids on things. And we have to get to the root. If we can get to the root, then we have a true permanent fix. If we never get to the root cause, then it's just a Band-Aid. And that's the way everything works. So, you know, we as human beings, and this is going to be fascinating for people, are the most adaptable organisms on the planet. And the research tells me this, which is so profound. Yet our food system has changed so drastically in the last 100 years, but I'm even going to slice that in half and go 50 years, dramatically changed in the last 50 years, that genetically we become ill-equipped to make the same swift physiological adjustments to the body that the foods have made. So our bodies are going, what are you putting in me? I don't know what this is. And we're freaking out and we're gaining weight and we're getting chronic diseases, and our bodies don't know how to react to it. So it's delivering that we're delivering what we want, and it's giving us what we want, or not what we want, I should say, what we deserve by putting the things in our body. Now, because of this, even though, you know, we live in these extraordinary times, Haley, where we've created amazing technological advancements, which allow us to travel, shop, communicate, and even track our health and fitness goals a lot easier, right? We have all these technological tools, but when it comes to changing the landscape of our weight and our health, things continually, progressively get worse and worse and worse. With all these things we have, we're going in the opposite direction because we're not getting to the root. So let's consider a couple things, and I don't want to go deeply into statistics because I'm sure we all know, but I think some of them are profound enough so that we have to understand what's going on with the landscape of our country right now. So excess weight now accounts for 1 in 3 deaths among middle-aged Americans every single year. Excess weight. You would have never heard of that 50 years ago. 1 billion people around the world now suffer from diabetes and obesity.
Scary
around
numbers.
The world, because our Western culture is bleeding into the rest of the world. 600,000 people die of heart attacks in the U.S. every year. 1/3 of the American population suffers from high blood pressure, which contributes to 800,000 strokes every single year. And I want to say, these are perfectly preventable things. 50 million people, 1 in every 6 Americans, suffer from autoimmune diseases like Hashimoto's, rheumatoid arthritis, multiple sclerosis, and Crohn's. And depression is now the leading cause of disability, affecting 120 million people. What's up? Why? My big question is why? And unfortunately, here's the problem. every indication tells us that in the next few decades, things aren't going to get better. They're actually going to get worse. Now, this is a true fact. For the first time in human history, recorded human history, the generation following you, your children, will live a shorter lifespan than you. So what that tells us is our life expectancy is actually dropping. And if current trends continue, 95% of Americans are expected to be overweight or obese within the next two decades, and one in every three people will be a type 2 diabetic. Now, these are perfectly preventable.
They're terrifying things to hear, Tony.
But they're absolutely true. And I get goosebumps when I try to tell people this because I'm telling them the truth. Look, we're heading in a very, very destructive manner, and we have to change it. Now, the consequences of these modern disease epidemics aren't just deeply profound. They're actually bringing our economy to their knees as well. This is staggering. In the U.S., it costs to treat type 2 diabetes $250 billion a year. Try to fathom that type of money for one chronic disease that's not only reversible but preventable. Now, to put this in better perspective, the UN estimated the cost of ending world hunger at $200 billion, less than we spend every single year on a perfectly treatable and preventable disease. That's just complete ludicrous. It's crazy. So let's imagine for a moment a world where modern chronic diseases like diabetes, obesity, autoimmune disorders, allergies, cardiovascular disease, and cancer were rare if non-existent, and everybody lived at their own natural healthy body weight, because we all can, and we aged instead of the way we're aging. We aged gracefully with strong bones, sharp minds, and normal blood pressures. Now, to many of us, that may sound unrealistic. After all, chronic illness has become so common, it's almost impossible to imagine life without it. But what we have to understand is what's common and what's normal is not what's happening. And being overweight and being chronically sick is common in society, but it's definitely not normal.
So you're saying that all these things you've listed, these crazy numbers that are terrifying to hear about, you're saying that, you know, there's a solution.
There is absolutely a solution.
Okay. We're going to take a quick break. We're going to leave a cliffhanger here, because when we come back, Tony is going to talk with us about what we can do each and every day to live a better and healthier lifestyle.
I'm going to give some pointers to people that they can mandate right now, today, to push them in the direction of better health.
All right. Stick around. We'll have more with Coach Tony and Get Your Lean On here on Focus Fox Valley. You're listening to WHBY. .447 on your Monday afternoon, back with Get Your Lean On with Coach Tony on Focus Fox Valley. Hey, Tony.
So we're going to rock out some solutions for the listeners. We're going to give them some ideas that they can mandate today, again, start applying, that will definitely help them out. So the fastest and most effective way to recover our natural health and vitality is returning a way of eating and living that more closely goes by the biological design of our body, okay? So in essence, what I'm trying to imply here is our fix isn't within the next prescription or powder or cleanse or fast or failed diet plan you're about to embark on, but rather within the types of foods that you choose to put into your body. It's that simple. And I didn't coin this. The only true permanent solution to our societal struggles comes down to one simple forecast. I didn't coin this little phrase, but I love it because I think Dr. Mark Hyman actually said this, and I thought it was so profound. We must eat our way out of the very epidemics we've eaten our way into, period, exclamation point. There is no other fix. So if you're trying to do a diet or you're trying to cleanse or all that, that's not a permanent fix. It's a Band-Aid. So here's three things you can do. First of all, make protein-based foods a priority and staple in your eating regimen every single day for several times a day. It's scientifically proven that what you choose to eat for one meal will influence what you eat for the next meal. Now, this is done through chemical messengers that dictate the neuroregulation of appetite. In a more simplistic manner, what I mean is what, when, and how much you're going to eat based on hormonal responses. Here we go back to the hormone thing again, because that's what it is. It's controlling those hormones. Therefore, you should start your day off with a protein-rich breakfast that's low in starches, okay, like scrambled eggs and veggies. This will accomplish three very, very important functions for your body. First of all, it'll help keep your blood sugars in check, therefore allowing your body to burn fat and sugar for energy rather than storing body fat. Pretty simple, right?
Sure.
The next thing is it'll help keep you fuller longer for a longer period of time, or what I commonly refer to as being satiated. We still have no button. And the last thing, it will diminish your cravings for unhealthy processed snack foods and sugary foods. That's the way you start off your day. You start off your day like that every day, and it's going to dictate what you're going to eat for your next meal. Guaranteed. The next thing is make healthy fats your go-to friend. When cooking, use only the best fats that are low in polyunsaturated fat, omega-6, while sporting a fairly healthy high smoke point. Here's the fats you want to use. And if you want, go to my website. I've got these. I'm redesigning my website, but I'm going to have these as downloadables for people to take so they can have them on hand all the time. Make coconut oil, butter, ghee, which is a clarified butter, lard rendered from pork or tallow rendered from beef. Those are your go-tos for saturated fat. Those are excellent cooking fats.
Really? Lard?
Excellent, excellent cooking fats. They're no toxicity, and they have super high smoke points, so they don't turn rancid to the body. They don't cause inflammation. The next ones are, include these olive oil, avocado oil, palm oil, and macadamia oil, all of which are high in MUFAs or monounsaturated fats. They also have high smoke points, and they have very low, they have no omega-6 fatty acids, which is a pro-inflammatory fat. So here's the ones that you want to avoid for sure. New data links, these oils, and some of you are probably going to be shocked, but you got to understand, I'm bringing you the truth here. These oils are linked to serious diseases because they're very pro-inflammatory to the body. So stay away from things like soybean oil, corn oil, cottonseed oil, canola oil, rapeseed oil, sunflower oil, sesame oil, grape seed oil, safflower oil, and rice bran oil, all of which are super pro-inflammatory.
I have to say, I was surprised to see a couple on this list, including grape seed oil, which I use quite often.
They're super high in omega-6 fatty acids, which become very pro-inflammatory to the body, only because the Western culture is super high in omega-6 fatty acids because of the food system, and super low in omega-3 fatty acids, which are very essential to take inflammation out of the body.
Would it matter if we were not cooking with any of these oils? If we're just putting them in, you know, a salad or something like that?
If you're going to use those, like a grapeseed oil, if you're not going to burn it, it's probably fairly healthy, but again, it's proven that they're pro-inflammatory because of the offset of omega-6 to omega-3s, and that's what you're trying to avoid. You want to rebalance your omega-6, omega-3 fatty acids if you want to scade disease.
Okay.
The last thing is, and this is going to be a shocker for people, but you got to listen to me because these are the things that are creating a lot of metabolic issues. Keep your starchy carbohydrate consumption. If you're metabolically healthy, meaning you have no high blood pressure, you have no high blood sugars, under 100 grams a day, okay? For a metabolically healthy person that wants to stay healthy lifelong, under 100 grams a day, 100 grams or below a day. Now, if you're on a weight loss journey, you're going to want to keep your starchy carbohydrates, and you know what I mean by starchy carbohydrates, you know, like the breads and pastas and the potatoes and
all
things like that.
All my favorite foods.
Yes. But a lot of people's, because we've been bamboozled into believing that we need these for energy, which is completely wrong. Keep, if you're on a weight loss journey, keep your consumption under 75 grams a day. Now, here's the kicker. If you need to lose 50 pounds or more, don't go over 50 grams a day and preferably closer to 25 grams a day until you lose and get close to your goal weight or you have less than 50 pounds more to lose. And then you can bring your starches up. But this will make your body switch from burning sugars into burning fat, and it'll help you peel off fat off your body a lot quicker. There you have it. Those are the three things. If you apply those to your body, I'm telling you, you will become very, very healthy and happy. Your inflamed bellies will start to disappear, and you'll just feel more energetic. Brain fog will go away. It's amazing at what food can do for the body if you put the right things in it. And again, going back to this, Ellie, is let's stop trying to manually manipulate what the body already does for us and let the food do the work. Let the food do the work. Feed your body the right thing. Let your body appreciate it and do the work for you. And then you won't have to look for your next failed diet program.
It doesn't matter, you're kind of saying, how far you've gone into the diet world. You can always set the reset button.
Absolutely. Absolutely. There's no broken soul out there. You're all fixable.
And where do you think the best place for them to start would be?
Sugar. 100% sugar. Only because sugar is so embedded. There's three places, but sugar is the easiest way to identify. So added sugar. If you can get your added sugar grams below 30 a day and keep them there, closer to zero to better, because sugar has no physiological purpose to be in the body. It's straight energy calories. It doesn't come attached with any nutrients. So if you can get it below 30 and close to zero as possible, you're going to be push yourself into the direction of better health right off the bat. You're going to feel better. You're going to feel more energetic. You're going to, and inflammation's going to start to disappear. It'd be amazing. That's a great place to start right there.
Do you think people might be saying at home, but Tony, I have been on a diet and it's been working really well, I think.
Sure.
What would your advice
be? I would
be to
say,
that?
You know, go for it, you know, and stay with it. If it's working for you, don't fix anything that's not broken. But I guarantee you, for the 95.4% that are experiencing some weight loss, it's gonna come to a halt because you can't go through deprivation forever. You're gonna eat wrong, you're gonna blow up, and you're gonna gain more weight, especially if you're restricting your calories, because your body's not designed to do that. And you're going to go, oh, and you're going to try it again and again and again. Each time you do that, you're going to net more weight and you're going to think it worked because it worked the first time. But the second time, it never works the same. And you're going to try it again and again and again. And you're going to end up, most people, not everybody, most people will end up heavier as a result, not skinnier.
If people listening are thinking, I want to talk to Coach Tony, I want to hear this one-on-one from him, how can they get in touch with you?
Oh, they can get a hold of me by going to my website and dropping me an email or going to my Facebook page, messaging me there, or just go to my website and give me a call. Set up a consultation and come into me. They're free. I'll give you a free hour of my time to help push you in the direction of better health. And maybe you want to work with me and then I can take you all the way there.
Some great advice from Coach Tony today on Get Your Lean On. Tony, always a pleasure having you here with us on a Monday.
Thank you so much. I appreciate coming in.
All right, we'll see you next time.
Sounds good.
All right, that was Coach Tony with Get Your Lean On here, part of our Ask the Experts Hour on WHBY. Focus Fox Valley continues after your news.